Hi, this is Joe Kalicki for Indie Blend. Today I'm going to review three different albums. We're going to have Wilco the album, and Dean Coyne, the nephew of Wayne Coyne of the Flaming Lips, his band, Stardeath and the White Dwarves, his new album, The Birth, and lastly, the special hidden gem for the week, that would be Of Montreal's The Early Four-Track Recordings. First up, Wilco. Now, many of you probably have heard of Wilco, as they have reached some moderate mainstream success, and they have been around for a quite long time. The lead singer, Jeff Tweedy, was in a band called Uncle Tupelo in the late 80s that really pioneered what you'd like to call alt-country, which used many elements popular in country music, but completely redirected that to a different crowd. Now, over Wilco's career with Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, Sky Blue Sky, A Ghost Is Born, and all of their albums, they have generally taken things in different directions. And with Wilco the album, in my opinion, they're not really trying too hard to be interesting or new. Now, as you'll find over the course of my reviews, I like boundaries pushed. That's one reason I like bands like Of Montreal and Animal Collective and the such. Now, I'm not going to lie, this is a very fun to listen to album, and it has a lot of really, really solid songs. And me complaining about the songs would be just bad taste, because a lot of them are very good songs, like I said. Now, like I'll Fight, for example, is a very fun song to listen to. So, this leads me to my final conclusion on the album. It's a decent album. It has a lot of solid songwriting, and Jeff Tweedy, who writes all of their songs, is fairly happy, which is just unusual for fans of Wilco. He's usually complaining about something, and it's just something that's hard for us to get used to, and that's why I will give Wilco the album by Wilco a 7 out of 10. It's a good reflection on their career, and it really sums up what they're good at musically and lyrically. It's just a little bland for what the Wilco fan likes. Next up, we have Stardeath and the White Dwarves. Now, Stardeath and the White Dwarves have been around since 2005 when they released an EP, and now they're releasing their first EP, to the extent of my knowledge, called The Birth. And Dean Coyne is the nephew of Flaming Lips lead singer Wayne Coyne, and they really do share a similar voice, and their music even shares some qualities. Now, the qualities that they share are not exactly the unique ones. That is, they really are not pushing many boundaries with their current music. It's just fuzzed out, quote-unquote, psychedelic rock. And to be honest, it's pretty bland and pallid for the term psychedelic being thrown around. Now, it's again, auditorily okay to listen to, but the songwriting is not spectacular, and it's really not going to pique Flaming Lips fans' interest, in my opinion. I'd wait until they try to experiment a little bit more and get a little bit more interesting. So I'm going to give that album a 5 out of 10, The Birth by Stardeath and the White Dwarves. Lastly, as something that I recently discovered that I really enjoy, is the early 4-track recordings by Of Montreal. Now, this is a really unique collection of songs from the Athens crazy indie rock group of Montreal, because first of all the song titles include Dustin Hoffman for some reason, such as Dirty Dustin Hoffman Needs a Bath. All these are very, very interesting, unique lo-fi 4-track recordings from the Athens band, and I would really, really, really look them out, or look for this collection of recordings, because they're very interesting to any fan of Montreal. I definitely gave it up in the 8 or 9 out of 10. Great, great, great collection of songs from one of our biggest pioneering indie pop groups. Thank you, I'm Joe Kalicki for Indie Blend. Goodbye.